bread of life, broken for us. Feed us now through your life-giving words, so that we may be set free to serve you in truth and love. Amen. We must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, writes the author of the letter to the Ephesians. Growth is a constant in human life. Some of the most cherished pictures of our children that we have from their toddler days is of them trying to fit themselves into our shoes and coats. The results are often amusing. But once the children grew up, we realized that the last thing that fascinated them were their style choices of their parents. The other, less amusing memories of our children's growth are of pain. When that strange pain of the legs start emerging, leading to sleepless nights. Growth is joyful. But at the same time, it can be painful as well, as it means getting used to the unsettling effects of change. The reading from the letter to the Ephesians calls Christians to a special form of growth. The call is to grow into the unity of Christ's body, the church, but also into the measure of the full stature of Christ. These two are deeply interconnected, and it cannot be separated. In the Christian life of discipleship, there is no growing apart, no growing apart. We only grow as a part of Christ's own body, the church. We grow together. The vision in Ephesians is very unique because it ultimately concerns the body's growth together into unity, where each member of the body contributes to the flourishing and growth of each other. However, this also makes unity difficult. Because true unity is not about uniformity. Neither is it about mere tolerance, which is why the qualities of humility, gentleness, patience, and bearing with each other in love become all the more important. This growing together into the body of Christ is not easy too. One of the earliest metaphors used for the church is that of Noah's Ark. But modern interpreters have pointed out in a lighter vein that this is a very sobering and realistic view of the church, because the image of 8 people locked in an ark for about a year with all the animals makes for a very messy church. I have heard someone say that the stench in the ark inside became bearable only because of the raging storm outside. But the scandal of God's grace is that even this messy instrument is called to bear witness of the unity that God wills for us. How do we then achieve that growing together in love that contributes to each other's flourishing. How can we do that? In his book, Candles in the Dark, Archbishop Rowan Williams draws inspiration from a flock of geese in flight together as one way for the Christian community to move forward in our common life in unity. He writes of this movement together as not an army in lockstep, but a flock wheeling and reforming and moving on in glad responsiveness to one another, in shared and sanctified intelligence. Living into the unity that Christ intends for us involves glad responsiveness to one another in shared and sanctified intelligence. According to the Archbishop, this is community life not as enforced conformity, but as an attentiveness, so careful and sensitive that people learn how to flow around one another, rising to a different level of understanding and action. Such growth becomes transforming of the individual into the person, with love and intelligence enhanced by the common life, where we become more human, more ourselves, in this deep shared understanding and responsiveness. Friends, the challenge today is to cultivate glad responsiveness to the other, picking up the quiet hints, the shifts of movement and possibility that will allow us to journey together. The Christian life of faith is more a journey than a destination. We come to this table seeking nourishment for this journey. This is the table of life. Jesus Christ, who is the host at this table, is also at the same time the bread offered in self-sacrificial love. The body broken so that we may have life. As we eat this bread, we make the life of Christ our own. Like the leaven in the bread, which raises the dough to new form and life, we let Christ's own life make room within us, so that God's life, as revealed in Christ, shines through our ordinary lives. As that love, which binds and builds everything in perfect harmony. Amen.